In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Brothers and sisters, during our Lenten journey, we very much are focused on the negative. The negative in the sense of don't eat this, don't eat that, as well as don't do this and try to stop doing that, and don't watch this and don't listen to that. Different ways in which we try to push back on the usual stimuli of the world and of our usual approach to self-satisfaction and self-gratification, with some success or not, but in any event, it is a time of don't, of trying to not. When Pascha comes, we go, of course, from the negative to the positive. You can eat this, and you can eat that. Maybe you still shouldn't do this and try not to do that, but it's Pascha. And we go back to watching this and listening to that and so forth. And so the positive of Pascha must be more than just go back to doing what you weren't doing or what you tried to stop doing. It is the Lord's Pascha. It is the Pascha of the Lord. Christ is our Pascha, our Paschal Lamb slain for us. He is our Passover from death to life, so He is our meaning. He is our purpose. He is our, ultimately, continually, our goal in life. And so the positive that we must reclaim is not simply to reverse the do's and don'ts, but indeed to cling to Christ, to let Him be our Pascha, that He is the positive. He is the positive content of the feast. He is the center of the church's life. He is the center of the highest church, the highest day of the church calendar, which is great and holy Pascha. So our goal, our hope, our life is in Him. Everything we sung this weekend was affirming that He is our life. He is the life of all. Life has shone forth from the tomb. Your life and my life is given to us, is our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the positive. So we must listen to Him. We must watch for Him. We must eat and drink to His glory and honor, not simply to our own flesh. We must try to abstain from that which keeps us from a deeper relationship with the Lord. We must try to resist the temptations that push grace away from us and instead do those positive things that draw grace to us. To keep up our prayer, to call on the name of the Lord, to continue the hope of this day. It's not simply about the enthusiasm of it. It's about holding on to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, our Pascha Lamb, our Pascha Joy, our Pascha Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.